Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States believes in the need for justice and accountability in Libya for victims of atrocities. We also continue to be a strong supporter of the International Criminal Court, or the ICC, in Libya, as a means of rendering justice and accountability in that nation. We commend the efforts of the court to investigate and prosecute those most responsible for the heinous atrocities committed against the Libyan people since February 2011, said Ambassador Richard Mills, Deputy U.S. Representative to the United Nations. We welcome the renewal of the UN support mission in Libya and the appointment of the Special Representative, in addition to the reinvigorated efforts to secure an agreement on a constitutional framework for elections, and for Libya to hold free and fair elections as soon as possible. In the city of Tarhuna, the UN fact-finding mission found evidence that members of the Al-Qaniyat militia committed war crimes and a number of crimes against humanity, including murder, imprisonment, torture, enforced disappearance, and other inhumane acts. The fact-finding mission also identified three possible locations of undiscovered mass graves. The United States continues to believe that resolving political uncertainty and promoting accountability in Libya will go a long way toward addressing the chronic instability Libya continues to face, including the mobilization of armed groups, said Ambassador Mills. So we call on Libyan authorities to do more to support and advance accountability efforts, such as providing access to documentation, supporting technical engagement, and responding promptly to requests for assistance and visas. Former senior officials of the Gaddafi regime, such as Saif al-Islam Gaddafi, who is still subject to an ICC arrest warrant on charges of crimes against humanity and war crimes, must face justice, declared Ambassador Mills. Victims and survivors deserve the justice that has eluded them. Libyan authorities still have not cooperated to help bring him to face justice in The Hague. This must happen as soon as possible. The United States remains deeply concerned about the fate of migrants, including women and children who are subjected to sexual violence fleeing from Libya. Ambassador Mills called on Libyan authorities to take steps to dismantle the trafficking and smuggling routes. He also called for the withdrawal of all armed groups and mercenaries from Libya. The United States will continue to support the ICC's efforts to help bring justice to the people of Libya.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.